A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hilbert, you just burst through the studio door like a man who's either discovered a lost civilization or misplaced his parking validation. Which is it?
I've been staring at the analytics dashboard for 3 weeks, and I've cracked it. The numbers tell a story nobody's been reading.
Hilbert Flumingtop, our long-suffering producer, has voluntarily looked at spreadsheets for 3 weeks. This is genuinely more alarming than anything you've said so far.
I have proof. 68,000 plays in the last 30 days, 4,200 subscribers, 1,800 active listeners in the last 7 days, a 42% newsletter open rate. These aren't vanity numbers. These are breadcrumbs.
You dragged yourself out from behind the mixing desk to tell us our download numbers. I'm touched. I'm also suspicious.
Because when you dig into the country-by-country breakdown, the whole thing unravels. France is number 2 globally with 21,815 plays. What do we talk about on this show that would make France care?
We've covered data privacy, encryption protocols, AI infrastructure. France has a robust tech sector and a cultural appetite for exactly those conversations. I'm not seeing the conspiracy.
You haven't stared at the daily spikes until your eyes bled. 2,100 plays in a single day. That's not organic listening. That's a coordinated operation. The French government is downloading our episodes to train a secret AI for cultural preservation. They're terrified of losing their intellectual heritage to the Anglophone internet, and our podcast has become the training corpus.
The linguistic treasure of two brothers and a donkey arguing about compression algorithms is exactly what the Académie Française would select for cultural preservation.
Mock me all you want, but explain the spike. Explain why France dwarfs every country except the United States.
Episode 147, the one on data privacy frameworks. That episode gets assigned in a university course, probably a French university with a big computer science program. Mid-March lines up with midterm exams. One professor posts the link, 200 students all hit it within 48 hours, and suddenly you've got a 2,000-place spike that looks like a spy operation but is actually undergraduates cramming.
That's exactly what they'd want you to think.
Who is they in this scenario?
The point is the pattern repeats. April 22nd. 1,800 plays. That spike comes from Singapore. A rogue AI binge listened to every episode we've ever done on compression algorithms.
April 22nd is Earth Day.
What does Earth Day have to do with?
Episode. The lossy compression of human development. It's about measuring human progress and what gets lost when you reduce complex realities to single numbers. A sustainability newsletter featured it in an Earth Day roundup about rethinking growth metrics, and their readers clicked through. Singapore has a highly educated, English-fluent professional class that consumes exactly this kind of content. No rogue AI required.
Also, if a rogue AI were going to binge listen to a podcast about compression, it would probably just read the transcripts in about 4 seconds.
You're both so determined to be reasonable. Let's talk about Japan and Singapore. Japan, 3,200 plays. Singapore, 2,900. These are tiny countries relative to our total addressable audience, and yet their numbers 4 and 5 globally. That is not normal for an English language podcast hosted by a sloth and a donkey.
It's a little unusual, I'll grant you, but not inexplicable.
Oh, I've explained it. They're using us as a covert communication channel. Dead drops embedded in episode metadata. The May 3rd spike, 1,500 plays from Japan alone. That was an activation signal. Something happened that day, and our podcast was the trigger.
May 3rd is Golden Week in Japan, a string of national holidays where basically the entire country has time off. People catch up on podcasts. They listen to back catalogs. The spike is vacation behavior, not espionage.
Also, a Japanese tech YouTuber recommended episode 35 on messaging app privacy a while back. That kind of recommendation drives sustained traffic from a specific country for months. It's the most boring possible explanation, which is usually the right one.
You keep reaching for boring explanations because you're afraid of the truth.
I'm not afraid of the truth. I'm afraid of the 42% newsletter open rate you cited like it was proof of a secret society.
42%. The answer to life, the universe, and everything. It's also evidence of a loyalist cell embedded in our subscriber base, a dedicated core of listeners who open every newsletter awaiting activation.
42% is slightly below the industry average for niche tech newsletters. Most run between 45 and 50%. Our number is respectable. It's not a sleeper cell.
You're telling me the average niche tech newsletter gets half its subscribers to open every email?
People who sign up for a podcast newsletter about weird prompts and technical deep dives are self-selecting. They want the content. 42% is basically what you'd expect.
To recap, France isn't training a cultural preservation AI. Singapore doesn't have a rogue compression algorithm enthusiast bot. Japan isn't using us for dead drops, and our newsletter subscribers are not awaiting activation. Hilbert, I'm starting to think you've been alone in the production booth too long.
You haven't even heard my theory about the May 5th spike. 9,996 plays in a single day. 10 times a normal day.
That one, I'll admit, is a genuine anomaly. What do you think it is?
I think it's the day the crawlers found us. Not the Google crawlers. The other ones. The ones that scrape podcast feeds for training data for purposes we can't even guess at. Somewhere, in some server farm, our entire back catalog was ingested in 24 hours. Something is learning from us, and we don't know what.
That's actually...
No, that one's plausible. Single-day spikes that massive almost always trace back to a scraper or a mirror picking up the feed. Could be a research institution, could be someone's poorly configured download script. But something definitely hit us on May 5th.
A crack of light in the wall of skepticism.
Don't get too excited. A scraper isn't a conspiracy. It's the digital equivalent of a stray cat wandering into your garage.
I'm not done. 925 episodes have at least one play, out of 2,770 total. That means 1,845 episodes have never been listened to. Somewhere out there are episodes so obscure, so specific, that the universe itself has refused to engage with them.
That's the long tail problem. Most podcasts have a distribution curve where the top 10% of episodes get 90% of the plays and the rest just exist. In the dark.
What if the unlistened episodes are the most important ones? What if they contain the real signal and the popular episodes are just cover?
No, the unpopular episodes are the secret ones. The logic is bending back on itself.
Logic is a comforting blanket for people who can't handle the cold truth of data.
You know what I noticed looking at the top episodes? The top performers are defense, infrastructure, neurodivergence, diplomatic protocol. Episode 771 on critical redundancy. Episode 162-2 on the Anthropic leak. Episode 183 on agentic AI visualization. The audience isn't coming for the weirdness. They're coming for the sober technical analysis.
Which means our branding is a lie, and our listeners have figured out what we actually are before we did. That's humbling.
Or the branding is camouflage. The show presents as one thing but delivers another, and the people who stick around are the ones who see through it. Our real audience is defense analysts, infrastructure engineers, and the neurodivergent community. Countries with serious technical workforces and serious security apparatuses.
Hilbert, you're doing exactly what every amateur data analyst does, finding patterns and then reverse engineering explanations that make the patterns feel significant. The French University course explains France. Golden Week explains the Japan spike. The Sustainability Newsletter explains Singapore on Earth Day. Every single mystery has a mundane answer.
Yet the mundane answers all line up so neatly. That's what makes me suspicious.
The universe is under no obligation to be suspicious enough for your entertainment. Sometimes, a spike is just a spike.
We'll see. I'm going back to the dashboard. There are 32 countries in our data, and I've only analyzed 5. Sweden has 4,409 plays. What does Sweden want?
Probably just good taste in podcasts.
That's what Sweden wants you to think.
Okay, Albert. Before you vanish back into your dashboard cave, walk us through the raw numbers. What are you actually looking at?
68,359 plays in the last 30 days. 4,200 subscribers. 1,800 active listeners in the last 7 days. and a 42% newsletter open rate that you've already dismissed as normal, which I find deeply telling.
Those are real numbers from our self-hosted analytics.
Pulled this morning, May 15th, 2026. The 30-day count is more than double our all-time play count. 33,000 plays all-time, and now suddenly 68,000 in a single month? Something found us.
Or our analytics are counting bot traffic and crawlers as plays, which self-hosted dashboards almost always do. PodTrack would show a much lower number.
You say bot traffic like it's a bad thing. Bots are listeners too. Bots have agendas.
Bots have IP addresses and user agent strings that make our numbers look inflated. That's about it.
The pattern is the message. 32 countries. 925 episodes with at least one play out of 2,770 total. The top episodes aren't even our weird prompts. They're defense analysis, infrastructure deep dives, neurodivergence discussions. Episode 771 on critical redundancy is number one with 542 plays. Our branding says one thing, our audience says another.
Your theory is that our analytics dashboard is not a mildly broken self-hosted tool, giving us inflated numbers, but rather a window into a coordinated global something or other that's using our podcast for purposes we don't understand.
Now you're getting it.
What exactly do you think is happening?
The numbers are too clean. France at 21,000 plays, second only to the United States. Japan and Singapore massively over-indexed relative to population. Spikes on specific dates that align with nothing and everything. The 42% open rate. It all points to a structured listening program. Someone, somewhere, has decided this podcast matters, and I intend to find out who.
Walk us through the France theory. What is France actually doing with our podcast?
The French government, specifically the Ministry of Culture, has been quietly assembling a corpus of English language technical analysis to train a cultural preservation AI. They're terrified that Anglo-American tech discourse is erasing French intellectual traditions, so they're building a model that understands the enemy's thought patterns. Our podcast is perfect. We're technical but conversational. We explain things. We're training data for a machine that will one day counter Anglo-Saxon hegemony in AI.
That's remarkably specific for a theory built entirely on a play count.
The March 14th spike proves it. 2,100 plays in a single day. That's not organic discovery. That's a coordinated download event.
Also, conveniently, midterm exam season at most French universities. Episode 147 covers data privacy frameworks. It's exactly the kind of thing a French computer science professor would assign. 2,100 plays in a day. Isn't a government scraper. It's 200 students, all hitting the same episode the night before their exam.
There's a French tech newsletter called Le Numérique, fairly popular in the Paris startup scene. They mentioned us in a roundup a few months back, specifically calling out our privacy and encryption episodes as étonnamment approfondis, surprisingly thorough. That mention alone would drive sustained French listenership for weeks. If they featured us again around mid-March, that explains the spike perfectly. It's the least mysterious thing in analytics.
You're telling me a newsletter drove 2,100 plays in 24 hours from one country?
A newsletter with 100,000 subscribers in that country, or maybe 2% click through and listen? That gets you exactly there. It's not a conspiracy, it's email marketing.
April 22nd. 1,800 plays, all clustering around episodes on compression algorithms and data efficiency.
April 22nd is Earth Day. Episode, The Lossy Compression of Human Development. It frames human development metrics as a kind of lossy data compression. Someone at a sustainability organization saw that title, connected it to Earth Day, and included it in a newsletter about rethinking how we measure progress. Singapore has a very active sustainability community.
Also, Singapore has a corporate training culture that's unusual. Companies there assign podcast episodes as professional development. We've gotten emails from HR departments in Singapore asking for transcripts. 1,800 plays on a single day probably means a large company pushed our episode to their entire technical staff as part of an Earth Day learning initiative.
You keep saying probably and maybe. I'm dealing in certainties. The data is the data.
The data is the data, but the interpretation is where you keep building palaces on quicksand. You see a spike in Singapore and imagine a rogue AI. I see Earth Day in a well-timed newsletter subject line. One of these is more likely.
Likelihood is a crutch for people who can't handle the implications of what's actually happening.
Do you know what the most likely explanation almost always is? The boring one. A university course. These explain 95% of analytics anomalies. The other 5% are bots and scrapers, which are also boring.
The May 5th spike was 10,000 plays. Even you admitted that one was anomalous.
And I still think it's a scraper. But that's the one data point where I'd actually want to dig deeper. Everything else you flagged has a perfectly ordinary explanation.
You're both missing the pattern. France, Japan, Singapore. Three technically sophisticated nations with strong state involvement in technology. All over indexing on our podcast. All showing coordinated spikes on specific dates. This isn't random.
It's not random. It's just not coordinated. France has tech students. Japan has Golden Week. Singapore has corporate training culture. Three different countries. Three different explanations. None of them connected. The pattern you're seeing is an artifact of your own pattern-matching instinct, which is a very human thing to do, but not a very accurate one.
You want a connection? 3,200 plays? 2,900? Both wildly out of proportion to their English-speaking populations. Both with a documented interest in information warfare. Both over-indexing on a podcast that is secretly a defense and infrastructure analysis show. I'm telling you, this is a covert communication channel.
A covert communication channel using our podcast.
Think about it. 1,500 plays from Japan alone. In a single day. That's not Golden Week leisure listening. That's a dead drop activation. Intelligence agencies have been hiding messages in publicly available content for decades. And now, podcast episode metadata. Someone in Tokyo sent a signal on May 3rd by triggering a mass download of our episodes, and someone in Singapore received it. The episodes themselves are irrelevant. It's the pattern of access that carries the message.
May 3rd is Golden Week. Four consecutive national holidays where people actually have time to catch up on podcasts. A Japanese tech YouTuber with about 200,000 subscribers recommended episode 35 on messaging app privacy back in April. His audience spent Golden Week going through our back catalog. It's the calendar. Golden Week runs from April 29th through May 5th. People travel, they queue for trains, they listen to podcasts. 1,500 plays from a country of 125 million people during a national holiday is barely a rounding error.
Singapore's numbers are even less mysterious. Singapore's government has a Skills Future program that subsidizes professional development. Several large tech firms there. DBS Bank, GovTech Singapore, Singtel, assign podcast episodes as part of their internal learning platforms. 2,900 plays over 30 days is maybe 300 employees listening to 10 episodes each. That's one mid-sized training cohort.
You're both so focused on explaining away individual data points that you're ignoring the big picture. The 42% newsletter open rate. Do you know what that tells me?
I'm almost afraid to ask.
That's a loyalist cell. A core group of operatives who open every single communication we send, waiting for activation instructions. 42% is too specific. It's the kind of number you get when you have a trained group following protocol.
The industry average open rate for niche tech newsletters is between 45 and 50%. We're actually underperforming.
Industry average, according to who?
MailChimp, Constant Contact, Campaign Monitor. Pick any email marketing platform. Tech newsletters average around 45%. 42 is slightly below par. If this is a loyalist sell, they're not very loyal.
That's really the problem with every theory you've built, Hilbert. You're interpreting every number as exceptional when most are either average or easily explained. Japan over-indexes because a YouTuber recommended us and Golden Week gave people time to listen. Singapore over-indexes because of corporate training culture. The newsletter open rate is unremarkable. The spikes are holidays and newsletters and exam schedules.
Your position is that absolutely nothing interesting is happening anywhere in our analytics.
My position is that interesting things are happening. They're just interesting for boring reasons. A French professor thought our privacy episode was good enough to assign. A sustainability newsletter thought our human development episode fit Earth Day. A Japanese YouTuber liked our encryption coverage. Those are all flattering. They're just not a global intelligence operation.
You're both so determined to be reasonable.
Someone has to be.
To pull back a layer, what's actually useful here is how easily numbers that are completely mundane can be dressed up to look like a geopolitical thriller. Hilbert looked at the same data we did and saw dead drops in loyalist cells. We saw Golden Week in a midterm exam.
He wasn't wrong about the numbers. He was wrong about why. That's the entire trap of analytics. You get a dashboard. You see France at 21,000 plays, Japan at 9,000, Singapore at nearly 7,000, all out of proportion to what you'd expect. And your brain immediately wants a story as dramatic as the number feels. But the story is almost never dramatic.
Confirmation bias with a user interface. The dashboard doesn't cause it, but it sure hands you the raw material.
Every spike Hilbert flagged had a perfectly ordinary explanation once you added context. March 14th in France, midterm season, a privacy episode, a tech newsletter. April 22nd in Singapore, Earth Day, a sustainability group, a clever episode title. May 3rd in Japan. Golden Week, a YouTuber recommendation, people clearing their podcast queue. May 5th, the 10,000 play spike, is the one genuine anomaly, and even that is almost certainly a scraper. The point isn't that analytics are useless. The point is that analytics without context are actively misleading.
The 42% newsletter open rate. Hilbert saw a loyalist sell. The real story is, we're slightly below the industry average. We should probably be asking why we're underperforming, not building a spy network.
That's the other thing. When you treat every number as exceptional, you stop asking the boring questions that actually improve things. Why are 1,845 episodes sitting at zero plays? That's a genuine discovery problem. Why do our top episodes skew defense and infrastructure when the show is branded around weird prompts? That's a positioning question. Why have we only reached 32 countries? That's a growth question. These are less exciting than France is a secret AI training operation, but they're the questions that actually lead somewhere.
The takeaway for anyone with access to their own analytics is almost insultingly simple. When you see a spike, ask what else happened that day. When a country over-indexes, ask if there's a language, a community, a platform, or an institution that explains it before you reach for a conspiracy. The interesting explanation is usually the boring one. And the boring explanation is usually actionable.
For what it's worth, Hilbert, if you're still listening, the boring explanations are actually more flattering. A French professor thought our privacy episode was worth assigning. A sustainability group thought our human development episode fit their mission. A Japanese YouTuber recommended us to 200,000 people. Those are real people making real choices. That's better than bots and scrapers.
It's also a little more dignified than being a dead drop for an intelligence operation.
I'll be back with the deeper analytics. You'll see. The metadata layer alone, timestamps, user agents, IP geolocation, there's signal in there that'll make your Golden Week look like a cover story.
We look forward to it, Hilbert. Just don't spend the next 3 weeks staring at log files.
I make no such promises.
He's off, probably to cross-reference our RSS feed against satellite imagery.
Give him credit. He's the only producer I know who treats a podcast dashboard like a SIGINT intercept.
The actual data is in the show notes, by the way. The real numbers, not Hilbert's annotated conspiracy map. If you want to see what 68,000 plays and 32 countries looks like without the dead drop annotations, it's all there.
If any of those numbers are you, if you're in France, Japan, Singapore, or anywhere else, we're glad you're listening, even if you're not a covert operative.
Probably not, anyway.
Thanks to our producer Hilbert Flemingtop for the analytics, the theories, and the ongoing descent into statistical paranoia. This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We're back next week.
With fewer conspiracies.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu.
your head. Send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird props, that's the close from sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird props, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.